This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Hello and good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kat. Well, thank you. And well done on your remarks you just said. And if I may, while I'm listening to them, it just took me back to a time way back when, during the apartheid years, that was in the 80s. And my wife and I attended a concert at Wits University by the fabulous band Jaluka and the wonderful Johnny Clegg. And it was illegal at the time. And the audience was probably two-thirds black, one-third white, and playing this amazing music. And I still remember, as clearly as anything, sitting there thinking, this is what could be. How amazing is this?
It's amazing,
such a powerful moment it was.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, while you're saying, while you're sharing your thoughts, thank you very much. But I want to just say well done to you on receiving the Premier's Award. The Premier of Australia has honoured Vic Aladev. Vic, mazel tov.
So thank you. So this is the Premier of our state of New South Wales.
And
this took place last night. We had our annual Yom HaTzmaut cocktail event. And this is not Yom HaTzmaut for families to have falafels and rides and swings, but it's a very prestigious upmarket event where, and pre-COVID days, 700 people, so last night only 400 people, leaders of civil society, so diplomats and ministers and the premier and the Israel ambassador and the commissioner of police and leaders of different faith groups and obviously leaders of the Jewish community, come together, and there are always two speeches, the Premier and the Ambassador for Israel. And it's a very high-level, prestigious event. And then at the end of her remarks about Israel, the Premier said, I'd just like to take a few moments. I feel slightly embarrassed talking about myself, but essentially she just said a few remarks about, in light of the fact that I'll be resigning as CEO in 2 weeks' time. She just spoke about my contribution to civil society and then presented me with this Premier Award, which I was completely blindsided. I had no idea that it was coming. And so just hugely honored and as I said in my few remarks, I just said that the Jewish community in this country is blessed to have friends such as the caliber of these people in that room, and as I've just illustrated, leaders across civil society from all sides of politics, as well as civil society. So we are indeed very blessed in this country to have friends like that.
I think that they're also very, very blessed and very lucky to have you, Vic, because clearly you don't only work within the Jewish community. You take it, and we've heard. Over the years, over the many years that you've been Australia correspondent, we have heard how you get involved in greater Australian society. You bring in policies, anti-racism policies, anti-discrimination laws. We were there with you. So just absolutely well done on receiving this Premier's Award. So well deserved.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Vic, can we just talk about recognizing the Armenian genocide?
Indeed, and that basically segues neatly from what we've just been talking about. So just to remind listeners, the genocide of the Armenians, the Greeks, and the Assyrians took place 106 years ago in 1915, so right in the beginning of World War I. And this was at the hands of the Ottoman Empire. And that was tragedy in itself. But a century later, only 29 countries plus the Vatican have actually formally recognized the genocide, and call it the Armenian Genocide for shorthand. It's actually against all three. And a total of 1.5 million Armenians were massacred, plus about 1 million Greeks and Assyrians. And so last week, April 24, is always commemorated by the Armenian communities worldwide as being the beginning of the genocide of the Armenian people. So last week, on our monthly meeting, coincided with the April 24 date, we had a forum in which we had Armenian, Assyrian, Greek speakers talking about their ongoing worldwide campaign and here in Australia to have countries' governments recognize the genocide. And we know better than anybody that the the pain and the hurt of not recognizing the Holocaust. And so we fully understand and endorse the need by those two communities to, you know, have the world recognize their genocide. And so we have this forum. We passed a resolution at the end endorsing the need for the Australian government, in this case, to recognize it. And while we're talking about subject, I need to say that the elephant in the room in this conversation is that Israel itself has not recognized the Armenian genocide. And that is something which is sadly overdue.
It's interesting because the Times of Israel this morning had a headline. In fact, it's one of their op-eds as to why Israel is not going to, in the immediate future or in the near future, recognize Armenian genocide. It said because their strategic connections sometimes are more important than their moral connections and their moral imperatives. And it's just food for thought. So,
It is food for thought. And in fact, some months ago, people will remember there was the armed conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan. And it's reported in the international media that Israel was actually supplying arms to Azerbaijan, which was fighting against Armenia. So, and then there's the whole Turkish component of this discussion, and it's a very fraught issue. But as a Jewish community, certainly in this country, we have come out strongly supporting the need for that recognition.
100%, Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I'll catch you on the radio next week.
Good to talk to you again. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks, Vic. Bye-bye.